My name is Melissa Henry, a researcher with the American Institutes for Research, or AIR. AIR partnered with the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, or PCORI, to develop a learning package for multi-stakeholder research teams. This short audio interview includes practical guidance and tips from patients and researchers about how multi-stakeholder teams can establish and uphold team norms for a research study. First, we will hear from Dr. William Westmoreland, a patient partner with the Denver Veterans Administration. He will share how his research team developed norms and how they helped the team work together.
The establishment of building norms was through our initial personal descriptions of ourselves and our backgrounds. We gathered into a group setting discussing the importance of communication with concerns of hearing each other's views on the topic of patient-centered care and developing tools to achieve the training programs. It was important because it brought us together as a team in being transparent, honest, trusting through our journey. It also provided each of us with additional knowledge about each panel member and of the processes being used to develop new ways for caring for those in need of better medical care and treatment.
Next, we will hear from Dr. Sunita Dodani, a professor of medicine from the Eastern Virginia Medical School and the founding director of the Healthcare Analytics and Delivery Science Institute, commonly known as HADSE. She will tell us about how her team is flexible when working with different stakeholder groups in the community.
Depending upon which ethnic or racial group we are working, the norms are different from one group to the other. So depending where the concentration is, what the needs are, we don't dictate. Community tell us what they want and they do set up the norms. And honestly speaking, this helps us also because we follow what they want and what kind of principles will be most effective, for instance, for a program to be implemented in that community.
What happens when the process of creating and upholding team norms doesn't go as smoothly as planned? Next, Sarah Green, a researcher who worked with the National Patient-Centered Clinical Research Network, or PCORNET, will talk about how her team worked to address some of their challenges.
One challenge we faced was that many of the network partners came into PCORNET already knowing one another. They had well-established working relationships, saw each other at conferences, previous collaborations, and there were others who were new to the party. So it required significant effort to make sure everybody felt equally valued and that there wasn't a group that had more sway than other members of the network. And I have found this to be true in every large network project I've ever worked in, that invariably subgroups can form and those subgroups could alter the culture of collaboration. We sought to maintain very balanced representation in committees, in working groups, and in all-hands discussions so that we continually reinforced the norm that all voices were regarded and valued equally. The other thing that we realized early on is that each group came to the network with its own ways of working. So what we tried to do, again, from the earliest days of the network, was integrate the individual group norms with the collective norms.
Thank you, William, Sunita, and Sarah, for sharing your lessons learned and guidance to help build effective multi-stakeholder research teams. For more information on this topic, including additional resources and tools, please see the Building Effective Multi-Stakeholder Research Teams Learning Package at PCORI.org.